Good morning, everybody, and happy Arab Shabbos. So the last 2 days, we've been talking about our obligation to praise Hashem, our Mimcha Lokai HaMelech, and to do so every day, B'chol Yom Avrachaka, V'alash Yimchal Yolam V'ed. And now David HaMelech pivots, and he says, you know, that may be true, and that is true, but we have to do so with our eyes open. Gadol Hashem, U'mulal Me'od, V'ligdul Aso in Cheker. In truth, God is above our capacity to praise Him, and we cannot deceive ourselves about that reality. It is reality. The Ibn Ezra comments, "Bavur shehizkir v'alash shimcha hizkir ki Hashem gadol meha mehalalo." God is awesome beyond praise. Alkein emulal me'od yoser mimahalo bavur shamar shu gadol. His care ligdulaso in cheker ki kol melech bilto, any human king yesh ligdulaso reishes ve'acharis, it can be written ve'ligdulaso eino chein. But when it comes to God, there's simply no capacity to fully ensconce His greatness. You could be the master of all of the sciences of physics and chemistry and organic chemistry and physical chemistry and particle physics, and appreciate everything down to the level of the Higgs boson and how God, you know, has created the world and string theory. And nonetheless, if it do us so in cheker, we can never fully bridge the chasm between our limited, finite existence and His infinite existence. As the Rambam says, that's the basis of Yiras Hashem. Miyad hu nirta le'achorav v'yavin shehu birya k'tana shefela afela bifnei tmim deos. That we understand that there's this yawning chasm, and therefore we have to be very careful in terms of the terminology that we use when we praise Him. L'cha dumiyati hila, we say gadol gibor enora, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu used. That's our matir. In fact, the Rav's position was, with respect to all of Psukei Dezimra, you need the matir of Baruch Shamar. He wouldn't say Mishmar Shir Chanukas Habayis Adavid until after Baruch Shamar, because Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, you know, only by using the Shiros and Tishbachos of David HaMelech, are we permitted to even praise Hashem, because really, Ligdula So in Cheker, that's the watchword, Mi Yimalo Gevuros Hashem Yashmia Kol Tilaso. Now again, just to put the shuan back onto the other foot for a second, that doesn't absolve us of the responsibility of indeed giving Him praise. So the Radak says, "V'ligduaso in cheker, v'lo yisigena adam berov hachakira, kein lacheker." We know that in some sense it's a futile task; it's impossible. Ela shiyahalalenu ha'adam lafi sichlo, but we should do it and praise Hashem in accordance with what we have come to understand. So again, that doesn't mean that we should completely, you know, just despair of being able to offer meaningful praise to Hashem. We have to be very careful. We have to do it with the structures, the legal and halachic structures that we've been given, including Psukei Dezimra, the matir of the Shiros and Tishbachos that David HaMelech used. But even in general, you know, when we, you know, appreciate a person who is fortunate enough to be able to go see, let's say Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch used to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us, did you see my Alps? And somebody's going to say, you know, yes, I was there, and Marabu Masach HaShem, how awesome are God's works. So, you know, we can all appreciate that. That's just something that we appreciate even through the optical medium, just by seeing it. There are other things that we appreciate through the cognitive medium, which is what the Radak is saying, lefi sichlo. So somebody who's come to understand the photoelectric effect, one of Einstein's great contributions in the magical year of 1905. So the way that electrons move between energy states, and you see that, and you know, you understand what covalent bonding is about, or what ionic bonding is about. You're studying chemistry, and how you know, atoms become molecules, and how molecules define the physical existence that we have. These are awesome, in the literal sense of the term, experiences for somebody who's a ma'amin to gain even a glimpse of the tamim deos, of l'gdulaso in cheker, of how deep and extraordinary his world is, and to appreciate it as such. So Gadol Hashem Olam Ma'od V'Ligdulaso in Cheker. We have to be aware of our own limitations. V'Afal Pichem, there is the Mechayev. Yehalalenu Ha'adam, says the Radak, Lefi Sichlo, in accordance with that which we can understand about him, that which we have achieved. And Aleinu, the obligation is for all of us, L'Shabayach, La'adon Hakol, and to strive to put ourselves in a position where that Shevach can be particularly meaningful because we have understood something of substance about the world that he created. And again, that's true both about the cosmology, about the world as it exists, but it's equally true about Hashem's world as we know it through the Torah itself. And so with that, wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, which is itself a time where we reflect on Hashem's creation, part of the idea of Shabbos in its own right. That's why we have an extended Psukei Dezimra on Shabbos. We have a greater appreciation of the world as we pause from all of our own activities to reflect on the Gedula of Maaseh Breishis.